What a wonderful song. Well, Tim's song too. I mean, these are just, that's what's so fascinating about doing this is just listening to everybody's stories and songs and knowing that they, you know, these, everybody wrote them, you know, within 24 hours, Tim and Scott, those are just really nicely done. Oh, I should probably plug in, shouldn't I? I've never done this before. My name's Gretchen Pless. I think I'm really bad with numbers. I'm really bad with lots of things, but especially numbers. And I think this is my fifth or sixth Drew project. So thanks for having me, as always. This time I worked with Tim Gokey and his mom, Mary. And I'm going to move this so you can see me. And I have to say that I was really just inspired by your story and what you've been through and where you're heading from here. I think you're extremely resilient and you don't even have to say much to, you know, emulate that. So a lot can be said with the eyes too. So I really enjoyed just talking with you both. I think you're both very strong and courageous for everything you've been through. Tim was a Marine and stationed out in Pendleton in California. A few years back, about 3 years ago, he attempted suicide. And I shouldn't even really say attempted. You actually kind of succeeded. He was technically dead for 30 minutes or more and brought back to life. And that is just in and of itself a miracle. I know that this is, you know, hard to even talk about. And yesterday, the fact that you trusted me in opening up about all of that is also, I can't tell you how much, I connect with you just on that sort of vulnerability. So thank you. He has made a long journey back to life and is still on that journey. Your optimism and your, you know, demeanor, everything is just remarkable to me. I just think you're very resilient. And I wrote this song. One thing that struck me that Mary was talking about was on the flight when they were finally able to bring Tim back home and go to a nursing home for a while. When they were flying, he had, you know, all sorts of tubes and everything attached to him. And they were listening to David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust. And they said that that was kind of the anthem of the flight. And I thought that was really sort of an interesting metaphor. You know, I was imagining kind of like this out of body experience and listening to, you know, floating in a tin can and all of these things. And so last night as I was writing the song, it kind of came out also in a way as a tribute to David Bowie too. So this one is called Tin Can Second Chance. And it's just about sort of getting, you know, having that second chance at life. And again, I'm just, this project is just phenomenal. And the fact that, you know, I get to sit down with people like Tim and Mary, that's an honor to me. So